Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Dalton at IFC's headquarters, International Flooring Company's headquarters, and I'm with Julian Dauche, the president. Julian, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to stop by. You're an up-and-coming brand. Most people know you're Pete Dauche's son. You and your brother William and a whole host of really talented people are launching this Canopy brand. How long is this? Second year now?
Well, Canopy itself has been out in the field for officially a year, so we're kind of coming up on the one-year anniversary, and it's going well.
How's business?
From the company's perspective, we are doing okay. Obviously, being a new company, our slate is a little bit easier to manage, but overall economic conditions are definitely tough. We see the roller coaster effect definitely happening right now. Would say cautiously optimistic.
Well, let's peel this onion back a little bit. I mean, you've got some pretty good distribution. The problem is the consumer just not buying flooring right now.
Yeah, that's correct. I think from the retail perspective, there's a lot of excitement for the brand and for us as a company. But again, the retail traffic, from what we're hearing from our partners, is down. And then even some of the builder sentiment is also going in a negative direction as well. Hopefully, we see things turn around as the year comes to a close. I mean, we're halfway in. But I think the second half, and a lot of the retailers that we partnered with are also looking to see some growth.
With the products you offer, what sets you apart? I mean, kind of where do you play in the whole realm of LVT?
You mentioned I'm the son of Pete Dauche. My background in the flooring industry was living in Asia and building out manufacturing processes for a WPC product line. So our forte is WPC. We are very strong and committed to WPC. We believe it's a beautiful product. It solves a lot of solutions for the retailer as well as the consumer. We are diving into other aspects of the LVT space. We have an SPC line, one specifically made here just outside of Dalton, Georgia. So a made in the USA line. And then we're also looking at some innovations in the loose lay space.
You've had some recent wins. Share a couple of those with us.
Yeah, some wins. The team has continued to grow, so I see that as a win. Growing, like you mentioned, talented individuals. Another win is that we are continuing to see our brand and our brand promise gaining traction within the marketplace. Back at Surfaces, we had an innovation award on this new loose lay product we are actually in the midst of launching. Yeah, overall, we've had some good, strong wins in the marketplace today.
Talk about this Canopy brand. I mean, I know we've mentioned it before, but it's a cool brand. So if you go into the woods and you're in some shade and you hear the birds chirping, I mean, it's just the canopy of a forest is just a really cool place to be, right?
Yeah, when we did our research on how to build a brand that can resonate with consumers but also resonate within our industry, Canopy, and specifically for me, is it's a covering. It's a protective covering. It's part of an overall ecosystem. A forest is an ecosystem. So what we're doing is looking to build a brand that protects, it covers, and it creates an ecosystem for every facet of the consumer journey.
All right, so you've got some new products that you just showed me a second ago. It's a loose lay product, and you're calling it Canopy Flex, right?
Yeah, it is a loose lay. You know, loose lay is an interesting product for us. I mean, it's a 5mm product, fully commercial rated product. Sound ratings are incredible, so it'll meet some needs from the HOA perspective as well as multifamily. But what we decided, and not to try to be just another me too, we looked at what can we do to be different. And loose lay, it's a bit of a misnomer in the name, is either perimeter glued or full spread glue. And so that's a step that we were trying to figure out how can we alleviate. And so this product here has an attached pad as well as a pressure sensitive glue. And so it takes another step from the installation process out, but has all the attributes that current loose lay has. And then we truly believe this is going to be a nice addition to the market, but also to the retailer's assortment of products.
And you're offering this in both a square format and a rectangle format.
That's correct. Yes, in a 12 by 24 and an 18 by 18 as we start, and then we will continue to introduce new SKUs in that space.
So you pull it out of the box and you peel that clear acetate and stick it down and it's done, right?
Pretty much. I mean, obviously, there are some installation guidelines that we hope everybody adheres to. No pun intended. But yes, for the most part, it is a product that is very much an easier product to install and can be a quicker install.
And you pre-sold this, so you've got some good distribution on it, right?
Right. So we've got some great retail partners, and it's a canopy-only product. So we have some great canopy partners who are taking this on, and now we are actually putting our merchandisers out there in the field.
And you're starting with the stone look.
Right now, everything is in the stone and tile format and looks. Multi reasons for that is we already have a plethora of offerings in the plank looks in our other LVT lines. So this was our kind of step into the tile stone formats.
Let's talk about this whole tariff thing. We've been running around in the last couple of days visiting customers in Dalton, and everybody's talking about July the 9th. We're going to learn a lot on July the 9th about what the tariffs are going to be, what percentage, and how it's going to affect the business. You've done a pretty good job in diversifying where you get these products, right? I mean, you've got USA production and overseas production, right?
Yes, we have USA production as well as Asia. And in Asia, we are diversified. We are not in China today. You know, I lived in China for about 6 years, so it's a bit sad to not be doing business in a country that I spent some good time in. But we are diversified with some great manufacturing partners in Asia. So
you were just at the Alliance meeting in Park City. The tone there was, you said, was fairly upbeat, right?
Yeah, I would say all the retailers that we met with and the sentiment at the Alliance was, I would say, cautiously optimistic. I mentioned that earlier. Definitely feel that business is going to continue. There's obviously challenges across the board, but I think everybody is seeing, hey, if we put the focus on the business and the right partners, we can get through it.
Well, I'm here in a family-owned business, and you're a new uncle, right?
Yeah, I am. Archie Edward Dasha was born June 9th. Beautiful little baby to my brother William and his wife Brittany. And the beautiful thing is they live across the street, so we get to see him quite often.
Hi, Julian. Thanks for spending time with me and my listeners. Again, been talking to Julian Dasha, the president of IFC, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.